liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit livemusicvancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. Liveband.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
So yeah, you're listening to 101.9 FM. And we're here with Joe and Troy, guys. How are you?
Hey, good.
Pretty wet outside, eh?
It's extremely wet.
Yeah.
I came from Langley and it's even wetter out there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully it will get better later on. So how you been?
Not too bad.
Yeah.
Busy. Yeah.
Yes. Cool. Yeah. Ready to rock and roll?
Ready to rock and roll.
Yeah, cool. Okay, so let's dedicate the next song to the rain, no? Let's put a couple of rain songs and then
sure.
We'll be back. And stay tuned because these guys are going to be performing live, so really cool. This song is called Raining in Vancouver.
Thank you.
That's the Jesus and Mary Chain, Happy When It Rains. And before that, we listened to This Is The Shoes with Raining in Vancouver. Pretty cool, man. So, yeah, we have here Joe Turner. He's going to be doing an acoustic set this Friday at the British X.
Yeah, can't wait.
Pretty cool.
It's going to be fun.
And then on the 20th, playing with your whole band. So you have like two.
Well, no, what we did for the one on Friday is we've just gone acoustic with a conga player.
Okay.
And unfortunately, Troy, who's sitting beside me here, he can't make it. He's playing in one of his other bands.
Okay.
So we've kind of switched instruments, and the bass player is playing guitar. Drummer's playing bass. it sounds really cool, and so, and then on the 20th we're gonna go in with the whole band.
The whole band, okay.
And Troy's booked again too, so he won't be there.
God, yeah. What a loser.
But we'll rock it out that night. It should be fun.
Okay. So you have two facets of your career, like the acoustic one and the electric one?
That's right. Well, yeah. It used to be separate, but now I see that they're blending more and more, and I think the electric's just going to kind of eat up the acoustic.
Okay.
But we'll still play acoustically.
Okay. Well, you started playing acoustic, I guess.
That's right, yeah.
Cool. So we're talking here with Joe Turner. And your band is the Joe Turner Band?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, Joe Turner Band.
And Troy, it's also play part of Shot Through the Heart.
That's right.
And which other bands are you in?
Well, the Shot Through the Harp, the one with Joe, and another band called The Twitch.
The Twitch.
Yeah.
That's heavy?
We call it stripper rock.
Stripper rock?
Yeah.
We should play some of that later on the show. No?
Yeah. LA rock.
Yeah, it's sleazy, greasy.
Uh-huh. Cool. So let's play a song, no? You want to play?
Sure.
What are we going to listen to?
We're going to play a song off the new CD. The new CD is called Seven Songs of Sorrow. And you've played some songs off it.
Yeah, I really like that song, Through You.
That's what we're going to play.
Okay, cool. So that's my favorite Joe Turner song.
All right.
Ready?
One, two, three, four.
So that's See Through You.
That's See Through You.
So all the songs are like sad songs?
Yeah, they're sad songs. They're songs written after I went through a divorce.
Okay.
So it was immediately after that when all these songs started pouring out. And it's a journey. The song's a journey from, you know, love and loss to moving on and rebuilding yourself, you know, and moving forward.
Okay, was that your first EP?
Pardon me?
Your first EP?
No, I had another CD I released in 2010 called Generator.
Okay.
More of a rock album. We still do some of the songs in our sets.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
And the next one?
The next one?
It's going to be Seven Songs of Happiness.
Seven Songs of Happiness, yeah.
There's a couple mad ones on there, too. Not all sad.
They're not
seven
all sad.
Seven Songs of Craziness.
Craziness, seven songs, yeah. That's probably a good one. You know, Seven Songs of Craziness. We've got a few new songs that we're working on, but we're basically spending a lot of our time right now rehearsing and tightening up as a band.
Mm-hmm.
And just playing some warm-up gigs around town.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Cool. Which other gigs do you have besides the Indie Pop Vancouver series?
We've got the Indie Pop series, the two shows there. We've got May 18th at the Great Bear Pub in Burnaby.
Okay.
And we have April 28th. It's going to be Troy and I at the Corners on Seymour and Davies.
That's right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's which day of the week?
That's a Friday, isn't it? Or a
Friday?
Saturday. I think it's a Saturday.
Saturday, yeah.
With
yeah.
Micho?
Pardon me?
With Micho? The booker there?
I'm not sure, we just got it.
Okay.
Yeah, he booked it, so.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. That's a cool place. Yeah.
The Corners, good place?
Yeah, I think, the booker is a really cool guy.
Yeah.
He's the singer of We Need Surgery.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, they're back in town, so.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, pretty excited to have them back. So, let's sing another one.
Sing another one?
Yeah.
All right, just let me check my...
We're going to do an interview later on with Pira Draculea.
We're playing with her Friday, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She has her industrial band... Or industrial project called MacLu. So yeah, we'll be talking with her in a little bit. But in the meantime,
just give me one sec. The guitar is a little cold. That's good. In the meantime, let's do another song off the new CD. This is a song called Chameleon.
Okay.
And it's a song about. You know, it's about moving forward, changing your life, and finding yourself again.
Cool.
again because of everything you put me through.
Cool. There so that go. Was Chameleon, is
that
it?
That was Chameleon, yeah.
It's some background music here. Let's see what we have here. So you live in Langley, no? Or
yeah,
around there?
Yeah.
So how's the venue situation there in the metropolitan Vancouver area?
Very well. There's a lot of places to play everywhere, right?
Mm-hmm.
We've got in Langley. We have one big club called Troubadours.
Okay.
That's the big club in town, and for the rest, there's a few pubs around, but not too much in Langley.
Okay, so there's not a lot of live venues
around
there.
Just a couple.
And people like to go out, check out live music.
Or? I don't know. You know, like we could go play at the Troubadour, but it's a pretty big place, and you know I'm not sure. Langley's pretty quiet, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it would be tough to drag everybody out to Langley pack that place, right? But most of the time I go see music or anything is outside of Langley.
In Vancouver, no?
Exactly.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. Because a lot of musicians live around, Langley, Coquitlam.
Yeah. I find
Maple Ridge, Port Moody.
A lot in Maple Ridge and Coquitlam.
Port Coquitlam too.
Yeah. So,
but they have to come all the way to Vancouver, I guess.
Yeah, we have to practice. We have to go from Langley. Two of us come from Langley, go over to Poco. And we practice over there. And then Troy comes from West Vancouver.
Yeah.
And Jason...
West Vancouver?
Yeah.
And then Jason, our drummer, comes from Burnaby. So these two have got quite a
job. A commute,
yeah. Yeah.
But I get to play with Joe Turner.
It's all because of rock and roll. Huh?
That's right.
Cool. Okay, let's play a couple of songs before the interview, I guess. Let's see what we have here. Let's play Elizabeth. These guys are pretty cool. From Vancouver.
From Vancouver?
Yeah. And we'll be right back. You're listening to 101.9 FM, Morning After Show. Stick around because Joe Turner is here. So that was Elizabeth, and that song was called Columns and Arrows. And we have Pira here on the telephone. Hey, Pira, are you there?
Yep.
How are you?
Not bad. How are you?
Fine, fine. Thank you. So she's going to be performing this Friday at the Indie Pop Vancouver Series there on 1143 Kingsway with her project called MacLuno.
Yes.
So what's with the name, MacLu?
It's a name that I decided to start using ages ago, probably in high school. It actually comes from Babylonian occult whatever, referencing, I guess, purification by fire or something like that, if memory serves correctly. And I thought that was, it sounded cool and it kind of had a cool meaning. So it sort of followed me around and I finally started actually using it now.
Okay. Is this your first CD, your second CD, or?
For the CD, Blood Black Haze is the first sort of official one. I'd put out three EPs, sort of more as digital releases before. So, starting in April 2010, I think, with Blood. And then every 6 months after, so. And I'm going to be putting out a collection of 22 experimental tracks called the MacLu Tarot, which has been up on my site as a free download. I decided to actually do a limited run of CDs and send them out to college radio probably sometime this month. So,
okay, what's the address there for your for
myself? MacLu.com, and it's spelled MacLu.com. Yeah, cool. And I've got a Bandcamp. I've got a SoundCloud, Twitter, Facebook. You know, the usual.
Yeah, yeah. Cool. So how do you describe your music?
I would describe it as sort of alternative synth rock. It has a lot of industrial influences, but it's not all that way. Some stuff is a little more sort of what I call twisted pop. I mean, it's got pop structures, even though they're really screwed up songs and not, you know, your typical happy pop song.
Uh-huh.
And some stuff's just weird experimental audio collages, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
So MacLu's going to be performing this Friday at 1143 Kingsway.
Yep.
And also, she has a radio show here on CITR, Vampire's Ball. You want to talk a little bit about that?
Sure. That is the industrial goth electro show. Of course, we have other shows that play electro experimental, but I'm the one that leans pretty much industrial, so that's where you'll get your fix of, say, the new Faderhead album, and old, as well as Old Ministry, Einstürzende Neubauten, sort of running the whole gamut of weird, messed up industrial goth stuff, everything from Boyd Rice to, they occasionally play stuff like Depeche Mode too, but not as much. And it's Friday nights, midnight till 4 a.m.
Okay. Are you keep that trying not to play Skinny Puppy every show?
No. I mean, the reason why I sort of started doing that this year was I realized that I kind of had been playing them every single show.
Uh-huh.
And thinking, you know, there's so much great stuff out there that it would be kind of fun as an experiment to go see how long I could go without working them in, just to make sure that I had a wide variety of everything else. And so far I haven't really played them that much this year, although I think the experiment has kind of proved its point. So usually when I do a show, unless I have something specific, like when the new Faderhead album came out 2 weeks ago, I played like half of it in one show. Usually I'll start with whatever sort of in my head on the Friday afternoon, and then sort of try to flow organically from that in all the weird ways that I think of. So I might start with some Left Spine Down, and then for whatever reason my brain thinks the next thing to play is this weird, really abrasive non static thing, and then that leads to Neubauten, and we sort of go I sort of end up going that way until the whole show is done. So probably be some puppy making its way back in there now that I've sort of proved myself that I could indeed do a show without just playing Skinny Puppy Ministry.
Okay.
So
what's your favorite bands?
I'd say probably, overall, probably Nine Inch Nails. But I also love Marilyn Manson. I love Boyd Rice's stuff, especially his weird ambient things. I'm really digging Faderhead. It's kind of a guilty pleasure because he's kind of like the industrial Danko Jones. So people either love him or they hate him because they think he's a scumbag. I think he's just hilarious.
Yeah.
I love Left Spine Down. Love Jackalope. There's so many different things. It kind of depends on the mood I'm in, too. I mean, if you look at my last .fm profile, you'll also probably see that I listen to a shocking amount of Nickelback,
which
I probably shouldn't admit to, like, you know. They fit well with Faderhead, so, you know.
Remember that we're on the air.
Yeah, I know. Hey, I realize it's public information anyways, if you search, but... besides, it's always fun to tell people that and see how horrified the reaction is when I say that.
Cool. Okay, well, let's listen to a couple of songs now from you. And I will see you on Friday.
Definitely.
Yeah, it's going to be an awesome show.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's Mac Lou, also known as Pira Draculea. Okay, well, thanks for the call, and I'll see you soon.
Thanks, Oswaldo.
Yeah, ciao.
Ciao.
Yeah, so let's listen to Snare, and we'll be right back here, 101.9 FM.
Come hard, come deep, come deep.
do you go from this
would not be felt apart
to this? Your parents' Shakespeare, this ain't. Welcome to The Bombity of Errors, an adaptation of MC Willie Shakespeare's Comedy of Errors. Elizabethan times get pumped up with a little hip-hop flavor as actors sing, rap, and rhyme with a live DJ on stage. Bombity of Errors runs from April 4th through the 22nd at Studio 16 in Vancouver. For tickets and more information, just go to brownpapertickets.com. This April, Timber Concerts and CITR Radio are proud to present. First up, it's Acid Mother's Temple, with special guest, the Phantom Family Halo. This Japanese soul collective will hit the Media Club Wednesday, April 18th. Advance tickets available online at northerntickets.com, the Northern Tickets box office on Granville Street, and at Red Cat and Zulu Records. Next up, it's Caveman from Brooklyn. This indie rock band is on tour to support release Coco Beware, performing with special guests the Albertans from, you guessed it, Alberta. This is an early show Friday, April 20th at the Biltmore Cabaret. Advance tickets available online at northerntickets.com, the Northern Tickets box office, or at Red Cat and Zulu Records. For more information, please visit tamberconcerts.com.
So we're back here. We heard a couple of tracks there from MacLu, Snare, and Purple. She's going to be playing this Friday there at the Indie Pop Vancouver series. And we're here with Joe Turner.
Hey.
You want to do another song?
Yeah, sure. So, do you want to try Theater of the Vampires?
Sure.
That's the one where you're going to solo.
Sounds good.
Theater of Vampires?
Theater of the Vampires.
Okay.
It's off of my first CD, Generator, and it's a song inspired by The Vampire Lestat.
Okay.
The novel, so.
And I learned it last night.
Troy's gonna try to keep up here. Hang on one sec, Oswaldo. What is it?
You gotta use that. Or a lot of tune.
Okay, hang on one second, Oswaldo.
Okay.
Sorry about this.
No problem.
I just would rather make sure I'm in tune here.
Also, sometimes play there at this place Hashery on Tuesdays.
Yeah, it's a pretty
3293 West 4th Avenue. So, pretty amazing musicians that go there, play on Tuesdays, and Joe is one of them.
All right, I think we're good to go.
Cairo with you by my side.
Then you left me for years at a time. The hunters of the savage got in, lived by the white fire of the moon. Splendid devils, go to heaven on white wings before you go. Look down upon
That was Theater of the Vampires. No? And hey, we have Spencer here from Redrick Sultan that just came back from tour, eh? How was the tour?
It was good. It was really fun.
Yeah.
A lot of gigs, a lot of sleep in the car.
Yeah, eh?
All about that.
They went, where did you go?
We went down the West Coast and then across to Texas. And then back up to Ohio, and then back up through Canada, through like Winnipeg and Regina.
Oh yeah,
yeah. It was.
So it was like the whole
little
circle,
little
eh?
Loop, yeah.
Wow.
How long were you going? A couple of months?
Actually, only 5 weeks.
Okay.
We didn't play in a lot of cities that were big cities. Like we drove through Indianapolis like 5 or 6 times just because of the routing, but we didn't play in Indianapolis. but it was a cool looking city, nonetheless.
Cool. So. You have a welcome show, welcome home show? Or?
Yeah, we're playing at the Railway on Thursday, and that's with Psychic Alliance. They're really, really cool from Calgary, and a band from Victoria, Party on High Street.
Okay.
And the bass player from the band Ninja Spy and Lemming Dynasty, Timmy P, he's playing some loop stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. So that's happening this Thursday.
Yep.
At the Railway Club.
That is true.
And Redrick Sultan. And yeah, you should check... The Psychic Alliance, a really,
yeah.
really good show that they put.
Yeah.
Are they going to do the whole psychedelic background?
I'm not sure. Or? I asked Sean about that the other day. He said maybe.
Okay.
He said that's kind of the other guy's thing in the band.
Okay.
So, hopefully.
Cool. Yeah, we should play some Redrick Sultan soon too. But in the meantime, let's listen to a couple of... female singer-songwriters here from Vancouver. We're gonna play Ev. She's releasing her EP pretty soon. She does also a lot of the open mic there at this place Hashery. So pretty cool. Listen to the stripper song, no?
Stripper song.
Stripper song, and then we'll play Jody Deutsch, and we'll be right back. You're listening to 101.9 FM.
From a stripper, he told me not to worry, cause it doesn't really matter, but I can't stop feeling, whoa, so low. It shouldn't make me crazy, but it does. Now I wish I didn't know. My boyfriend bought a lap dance from a stripper. He called me just to tell me that he wasn't gonna do it, but he did so once, with all the saying that he wouldn't. He said he couldn't. Shouldn't make me crazy, but it does. Now I wish I didn't know. No, don't you tell me that she wasn't all that pretty. Yes, you say eyes are planted on the floor, not on her kitty. Oh, my dear, I just gotta say that I'm not the kind of girl. I'm not the kind of girl. I'm not the kind of girl to be okay with that. Wah, 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 wah. Wah, 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 wah. She wasn't all that pretty. Yeah, you say your eyes are planted on the floor, not on her. Oh, my dear, I just gotta say that I'm not the kind of girl. She's not the kind of girl. I'm not the kind of girl to be okay with. Boyfriend bought a lap dance from a stripper. He told me not to worry, cause it doesn't really matter. But I can't stop feeling, oh, so low. Should make me crazy, but it does. Now I wish I didn't know. It shouldn't make me crazy, but it does. And now I wish I didn't know.
Love my hours can never die, even when dark clouds hover by. Oh, yes, sir.
Thank you.
back here, just chatting about weird people, eh, in the USA.
Yeah, talking about the tour, touring.
The U.S. Accents and people, conspiracy theories. The crazy deserts of Arizona.
It's so, melted their minds.
Yeah. So how was the reception of people there? Did they dig the music?
Yeah, it was quite good. Up until San Diego, we didn't really have any decent gigs due to our own booking fault. But after that, it was quite a few good gigs. San Diego was really fun. Oklahoma, Texas, Ohio. They're all good gigs.
Cool. You met interesting musicians also?
Yeah, lots of really neat bands. Like the band we played in with Norman, Oklahoma, was called Caravact. They were really cool, kind of primacy, kind of less Claypool-y if he had a bigger band, I guess. And a really neat band, Captain Squeegee from Phoenix.
Captain Squeegee?
Yeah, they had like a whole bunch of horns and stuff and some neat stuff. A really cool band too, Mr. Free and the Satellite Freakout from Tucson, Arizona.
Okay.
And the singer, he had a 100 foot, or is it 50 or 100 foot long cable for his mic, and he'd just run around the whole bar, just like singing to people, you know, doing the whole knee slide thing, like poses, just like, it was really over the top, but it was super cool music.
You think he'd get a wireless or something?
That's what I said, but he said he likes the challenge of it, and like, they've toured with Bob Log a bunch, or a fair bit, and he said, like, and Bob Log, I guess, has a big draw, so when they'd play some shows where it was really packed, he'd be doing that throughout the whole audience and get the web of the, or not web, but
tangle everybody there.
He said that was part of his fun with it. So it was really quite a good show.
You see, that's a laser for the groupies, I guess.
Yeah.
Cool. So these guys playing on Thursday at the Railway with the Psychic Alliance. A pretty cool show. And Joe Turner is playing on Friday with My Mother the Carjacker, which is a pretty cool band too.
Yeah. Yeah. They're from Maple Ridge, Port Coquitlam?
They're from Calgary, actually.
Oh, are they?
But I don't know where they live now.
Coquitlam,
eh? Yeah, because it's half Quit the City.
Yeah.
Half Quit the City. Yeah. So, should play it. Let's do a quick song from them, no? And we'll be right back here. So listen to this demo. And we'll be right back here on 101.9 FM.
Yeah.
Back here, that was My Mother the Carjacker. Yeah, it's gonna be an interesting show, eh, on Friday.
It's gonna be very diverse.
Yeah, yeah. Dressed in black.
Yeah.
No. So what should we do? Should we play some Redrick Sultan? You guys wanna do a song?
It's up to you. It's your show, man.
I don't know. You're the guest. Well, let's do a song, no?
Okay, sure. Let's do a song, and then... all right, this one... is called I Am to Blame. It's on neither album.
Is that a new one or what?
It's, no, it's just one that just every time I go to record it, it just never comes out right. So, you know, anyway, here we go. Walked away.
You played that before, no? The open mic?
Yeah,
at this place, Hasher. Yeah, I remember that song.
Yeah, kind of
been playing it a lot lately. Brought it out of the junk pile.
Yeah. Yeah, I should include it in the next.
Yeah, you never know what could happen. Yeah.
Why not? You have Troy now to play.
Yeah, that's right.
And I just learned it just now.
He just learned it.
Yeah.
That's how quick he is.
So, yeah, Shot Through the Harp is also playing on the Indie Pop Vancouver series, I think on the 13, no?
Yeah.
With Love Lost and Year of the Rat from Victoria is coming to the show.
And people should check out Shot Through the Harp. They're pretty
They're awesome.
Pretty cool,
yeah, there's a couple of videos going around. You should check it out. They do...
It's unique.
Yeah. Yeah, they do...
Yeah, it's a fun project.
I don't know, like rock covers from
Yeah, we do like cheesy 80s, like we do some Eye of the Tiger and some Easy Lover and some Toto and
but it's guitar,
yeah,
harp.
Guitar, harp, xylophone and Angela on the voice.
On the
so it's really surreal, right? It's like David Lynch. Or, yeah, electric. It's a unique thing. I equate it to like a cute little bunny with sharp teeth, you know. Yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah. It's definitely a lot of fun to watch these guys.
Yeah, yeah. Entertainment.
That's cool.
Yeah. Well, let's listen to Redrick Sultan, and we'll be right back here. We still have some time here, so one of my favorite Redrick Sultan songs.
Thank you. Winnie Cooper presents the Thursday Concert Series at 560. With one of the biggest video walls in North America, 560 is quickly becoming one of the nicest venues Vancouver has to offer. It currently houses four floors, each presenting you with a different musical vibe. In the coming months, the Thursday Concert Series will showcase some of the biggest local and international acts to hit town. Watch out for the Das Racist Show, set to perform their unique style of Brooklyn-based hip-hop on May 2nd. The Thursday Concert Series at 560 Club, located at 560 Seymour Street in Vancouver, BC, presented by Winnie Cooper.
Ladies Rock Camp launches online registration for second camp. Ladies of all ages and skill levels will form a band, write a song, and play a show, all in just 3 days. All instruments, equipment, and food will be provided. The ladies' camp will be run entirely by volunteers. The cost is $350 per camper. For every person who goes to the ladies' rock camp, a girl in need of financial aid will be able to attend girls' rock camp. Camp's taking place from May 25th to 27th at the Waldorf Hotel. Registration for campers and volunteers opens Monday, March 12th at ladiesrockcamp.tumblr.com.
And speaking of the Waldorf, also the next music from Tokyo, it's been announced. It's going to be really cool. May 23rd at the Waldorf Hotel for crazy Japanese bands are going to be coming from Tokyo. Let me just double check. I don't remember that.
Is Natsumen playing
again? No, Natsumen is not playing, but there's another one. I don't remember the names. We can check it out. It's volume 4. Sassen Boys is the band that is coming. Sassen Boys. Group Ino, Charampo, and Praha Depart. We'll be putting some of the music of these guys so you can listen to them. Cool. Really cool. It's crazy. Were you in the last one? Yeah.
Natsumen was the most fun I've had a concert in years.
Yeah. It was one of the best concerts.
I played with a Japanese band in San Francisco called Mugen Hoso. They were crazy.
Like, yeah, Japanese guys are really
just like off.
Yeah. Cool. Okay. Well, thanks guys for dropping by. Thanks, Joe, for sharing your tunes here.
Yeah. We'll see you Friday for the big old acoustic shoot.
Yeah. We'll drink on Friday. Rock. And thanks, Troy, for being here. I'm sure I'll be seeing you around.
Sounds good.
Troy will be there Friday in spirit.
I'll be there. After my show, I'll bring to your show.